question in the laws of Yom Tov. The question was asked that we know, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Kuf Yud Dalet Seif He, Ner Shel Batala, Da'ainu She'en Sarich Lo, Asud Hadliko. On Yom Tov, you can't just light a flame, even if you're lighting it from an existing flame. You have to have a tzorich. You can't just say, well, it's existing, so let me light it. Big deal. It's time you want to light it. No, you don't need it for light. You don't need it for cooking. You don't need it for a mitzvah. So the question was asked, there are certain people that they light, let's say, a candle of yahrzeit. Da'ilu neshama. They light it in memory of their father or their mother or something like that, or the tzaddikim. So is that permissible on Yom Tov from an existing flame, or is that considered, you know, really not a sorech? So Chametz Tzion has the question in Ol Tzion Chelek Gimel on page Resh Zayin. Ha'im mutar lehadlik ner neshama b'Yom Tov? Teshuvah mutar lehadlik ner neshama b'Yom Tov. And he says on the notes, "V'nereish shenin neshama enu nechshav ner she'en tzarich lo." He can't say there's no purpose. Shalkol panim yesh lo bezet tzorech sad shumadik lechbod v'le'alu nishmat abi v'chadome v'sharim yom tov. There's a tzorech. You're doing it le'alu nishmat, especially if he lights it in the synagogue, where it's a big kavod for the synagogue to have lights in it anyway. And that's what the Biur Halacha holds as well. Of dibud ha'matrin shebatala, therefore halacha le'maaseh mutar to light a ner neshama from an existing flame on your door.